Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Hope you're enjoying this Tuesday, April 8th. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Obviously, big news awaits, according to Yegor Demin, BYU basketball freshman. He announced yesterday that at 10 a.m. today, he will make official his decision whether he goes to the NBA draft or stays for one more season at BYU.
He's going to join the show after the press conference. Certainly, Jonathan Gavoni of ESPN at Draft Express saying, hey, a source has told him that he is leaving. So we now go to the press conference with Yegor Demin.
Well, thank you so much for coming here and spending this moment with me. You know, and I'm sitting here right now, and I could never really think that I could be at this point. And, you know, as a kid from Moscow, moving to Spain, making a hard decision to leave home and go play far away from my family. And after that, spending 3 years in there and coming here in the States, which also was a really hard decision for me, and it was scary, and I didn't know what to expect, but, you know, good for me that it all worked out and I didn't make a wrong choice. And, you know, now sitting here at the point of really deciding what I'm doing next, I'm super excited to announce that I will be putting my name in the 2025 NBA draft. It's another challenge that I'm willing to take, and I'm not scared of any, you know, troubles that I could meet at this path. And, you know, thank you to these guys next to me and my teammates, my coaches, for just being there for me at this moment. Yeah, and first of all, I wanted to say thank you to President Riz for such a good environment here and such an amazing university and place to be as an athlete or as just a student. You know how warm this place took me when I just got here. It's incredible, and it cost a lot to me not to value this moment really high. Thank you so much to our athletic directors, Brian Santiago, Tom Homlo, for such a big opportunity for me and a chance to be here and a chance to be a part of a big BYU family. And they believed in me and they trusted me when I was not really known by nobody, coming from Russia as a little kid and going through Spain, which it cost so much to me just to, you know, like, I'm really grateful to everything they did to this program and to our team during this year and personally to me. Obviously, I want to say thank you to my mentor and my best friend, my almost older brother, Travis. He took me under his wing since the first day of me being in States. And, you know, for me, going the same way as back in the days he did, going through BYU, going to, you know, playing in Spain, having this experience of playing in Real Madrid and then going to NBA, or before that, I guess. It's just such a big part of my being here, and Travis is the guy who was always there for me, and we had Sunday dinners almost every week. He took me, his family invited me to his house, and he's just such an amazing human being that, you know, he's just a big example for me. Not just a player, but as a human being, and a father and a son and a mentor, right? And obviously, coach, for you, it's hard for me to find, you know, right words, and it's hard for me to find enough words to say how grateful I am to you for everything we've done this season, and again, for this huge chance for me and trust in myself, bringing me in the team and giving me this opportunity to be a part of this amazing group of people. Obviously, your background is amazing for me and for anybody who who's in the team or considering BYU or anything. It was so much information and knowledge to me just to soak it in myself as a sponge, and that was my goal, just to be here and get everything I can from you, and you gave me everything you could, and I'm super grateful for that. And I don't know if we could do more progress this year with you or no, but everything we did is it's super important to me, and I'm just super grateful to you for every day and every talk that we had, for every practice and every game. And obviously, you know, I talked to you and I talked to these guys already just about, you know, they're still going to be my family forever, and they're my best friends. They're my, they're part of my life now, and they're super important to me, and hopefully we'll stay together, even that I'm not going to be here. But yeah, just thank you so much, guys. And I wanted to say a couple of words in Spanish for Real Madrid, for my Spanish family. Quiero decir muchas gracias a Real Madrid por darme una oportunidad muy pronto en mi vida, cuando estuve solo 15 años. Me cogieron y aprendí muchísimo ahí. Muchas gracias especialmente a Juan Carlos, a Alberto Herreros y a Javi Juárez, el entrenador, y Roca, mi primer entrenador en Real Madrid en mi primer año. Me daron muchísimo y puede ser que no estuve aquí ahora sino ellos y sino su ayuda a mí antes de venir aquí y ayudarme ahí a jugar, a aprender cómo jugar en tanto alto nivel. Y muchas gracias a esos para darme la oportunidad en tan gran club como Real Madrid. And now I wanted also to speak a little bit of Russian to say thank you to my family. Конечно, спасибо большое моим родителям, моим родным, моим близким, друзьям и всем, кто поддерживал меня, были со мной на протяжении этого пути. Сначала в Испании, потом сюда и сейчас во время этого моего следующего шага. Мои родные, само собой, моя мама Наталья, папа Владимир и брат Илья. Огромнейший вклад и результат того, что я сейчас имею, то, кем я сейчас являюсь, это скорее их заслуга. И я невероятно благодарен за всю любовь и заботу, которую они мне дали, и веру, которая была на протяжении всей моей карьеры баскетбольной. Это очень ценно мне, и я никогда это не забуду, и это огромнейшая часть всего процесса, происходящего со мной сейчас. And obviously, Cougar Nation is a huge part of who I am right now. Fans and everybody who was around us this year, and you know, not just fans or coaches and teammates, but every manager, every GA, everybody in this building who's helping us to be great and bringing us food, filling the fridges, cleaning, and everything. It's all about the group, and everything that we have and everything that I personally have right now, it's thank you to all these people who's working hard for us and outside of public eyes. And it's super important for me, and I think it's really important for the team. Yeah, and today I'm closing one chapter here, but I'm opening the new one, and I think what is the most important for me is that I'm not leaving you guys here. I'm taking you with me the whole way through my career and through my life, and I'm willing to represent BYU logo and BYU name everywhere I go, and anything I'm doing, it comes with you too, and everybody who was with me, it was an honor to be here and just represent the the logo and wear these jerseys. And again, just I'm super grateful to be in this situation right now where it was super hard to choose what I want to do, and BYU was pulling me back. My heart was pulling me back here super hard because I just love this place so much, and everything and everybody here means everything to me, and it's hard to even express how important for me was this year. And again, without me being here through the season, probably I wouldn't be in this situation where I'm deciding to go to NBA. And obviously, this is a dream that I was living with since the very first day when I took the ball in my hands. And I'm just super excited that all this way that I went through till this moment, and the hard work that I was putting into that, and the hard work that people around me was putting into that, that were building this way for me together with me and worrying about me so much. I'm just super happy that, I made the decision that I made. And another thing that I wanted to say about BYU is, it's hard to not see probably from what I'm saying that this place is amazing for development and all the young guys who even looking towards BYU. It's this place is full of smart people and dedicated people who's putting the work into the process for you and trying to make you better, and not just on the court but off the court. And it's about everybody, not just coaches or teammates. It's about everybody in this program and this huge BYU family. I'm super happy to be here just because this dream was with me through all these years, and I'm excited to make a next step, and let's see what's going to happen.
Thank you, Yegor. We'll now open it for questions. Dave, just go ahead.
Yegor, what are some of the most meaningful interactions you've had on campus and in class with your fellow students that have made this year so different for you?
Yeah, I said a lot about this building here, but mentioning the classes and teachers and all the students that are on the campus and how much love they show and how much they care about every athlete that we have in the team, it's a huge part of what is BYU. Being in classes with such a good people, it was an honor, and it was really good feeling, that people are helping you and people trying to help you to succeed no matter what you do.
Did you ever think you'd have more students speak Russian?
I'm meeting so many people who speaking Russian here, and so many students who are speaking Russian to me, and that's also super cool to me, practice a little bit of my language.
Next question.
Hi, Максим Воронин from Катбол. May I ask a question in Russian?
Mm-hmm.
Егор, это был очень интересный и насыщенный год для тебя и для твоей команды. Можно ли сказать, что это самый крутой год в твоей карьере, или можно сравнить с чем-то еще, в Реале или в Москве?
Это точно один из самых ярких сезонов и самых эмоциональных, и в плане экспириенса очень плотных. Опять же, как я уже и сказал, это очень важный для меня сезон, и, возможно, без этого года я бы не был там, где в этой ситуации, где я сейчас нахожусь. Но опять же, все года до этого я могу сказать то же самое, и все они были очень важными, и без какого-либо года все могло бы обернуться по-другому.
Егор, at what point did you come to this decision, and when did you let your teammates and coaches know?
It was a long time of thinking, you know, about it. A lot of prayers, talking to my closest ones, to my family, and just, you know, thinking, talking to myself, and really finding the way how to understand what is better for me. You know, I barely found out what I want to do. So, and it was a couple days ago when I decided what I'm doing, and yeah, pretty much.
And when do you let your teammates and coaches know?
Obviously I talked to KY, I talked to directors of, athletic directors in of BYU, and the teammates didn't even know what I'm doing, you know, and some of the guys did, but you know, really recently.
Any more questions, Mitch?
Yeah, Igor, who were the people that you leaned on in kind of helping advise, make this decision?
Obviously my parents. My parents were the first people who were trying to figure out this and what is going to be the best situation for me, and they care so much about me, so it was a hard time of thinking for them, and stressful days and weeks of, you know, seeing me. They were checking mock drafts every day, probably. it's, you know, obviously Travis was one of the people who, you know, was really trying to help me to put everything together in my head. Yeah.
We have time for two more questions. John?
Hey, you touched on it a little bit, Yegor, but what's the number one memory you're going to take from this past year at BYU? The number one moment or thing you learned or that kind of thing? What's kind of the number one you're going to remember?
I would say I would take with me as a best memory the general picture of our team and how good of the group of people we had, and everybody was like a family. I think this is going to be my main memory from BYU.
Last question.
Такой вопрос. Егор, ты первый русский человек, который выдвигает свою кандидатуру на драфт за очень долгое время. Что ты ощущаешь и чувствуешь ли ты какой-то груз сзади за целую страну?
Груза нет как такового, давления нету, просто я скорее несу гордость за собой, что я могу представлять на таком уровне свою страну и отвечать за российский баскетбол в какой-то степени своим решением. И для меня главная цель — это быть, если я могу быть мотивацией для кого-то, я бы был бы очень рад. И это просто очень круто иметь за собой столько фанатов из России, людей, которые переживают и болеют, и хотят, чтобы все сложилось. Опять же, для меня самое важное — это быть, если я могу быть для кого-то мотивацией, это было бы самое главное для меня.
Let's have one more. Sorry,
this is the last one. Obviously, BYU is bigger than just athletics. How has your faith and your relationship with God just grown here in your time at BYU?
It's a huge part of my development here, and I was coming here with the faith, and I'm living here with a bigger faith and stronger faith in God and in the good, that good can happen if you believe in that and if you pray, if you dedicate it to the Lord and if you trust Him. And this was a big question for me, you know, how the way is going to look like this year. At the start of the season, I was really nervous and I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, faith was the way how to get out of these thoughts for me, and I was just dedicated, and I was trusted to, I trust to the process, and I trust to God, and I trust Him to make His, you know, decisions, and I believe that He has a plan for each and all of us. So, yeah.
Thank you, Yegor. Thank you, guys. Well, Yegor needs to go to Sports Nation now. We'll just have Coach Young move over and open up some questions for Coach Young. Thank you, Yegor. Open it for questions for Coach Young. Mitch?
I only speak English. Sorry, guys.
Kevin, you noted a couple weeks ago that you weren't going to pitch Yegor. What advice, though, did you give him in this process with your tapping into your NBA connections?
Yeah, I just, first of all, when, you know, I just told him whatever his decision was, we were going to be fully behind him. You know, these types of decisions are so personal, you know, for every guy. So I just shared with them, you know, my experience with guys coming into the league and things that are challenges. I think just as a rookie in general, but also just going through the draft process, I think it's a lot more grueling than people understand with how much mental energy goes into going through all the interviews and the workouts and this and that. So just trying to give them, you know, my experience being on that side of it and try to just give him a little a head start as he kind of goes into the process.
Kevin, where do you go from here with your point guard situation?
Well, you know, one thing that I really try to do when I took this job was to set up an infrastructure that allows us to, you know, cover a lot of ground in all parts of our program. And so, I mean, we essentially have an NBA front office, so to speak, that's been scouting players throughout really since the day we stepped foot here. So, you know, our staff is very well-versed. We have a lot of connections all over the country, all over the world as well. And so, you know, we have a good handle, I would say, on who is out there. And so, we're relying on the work that we've put in for many months. You know, I don't ever want to make any rash and quick decisions. I think, you know, in today's day and age in college athletics, I think you can get caught up in the kind of the storm that is the portal. So we're trying to just be calculated in the moves that we make. And you know, we feel like we're on a decent path to do that.
There's a first time for everything. Congratulations. This is your first one and done. What did you learn this year as a head coach and a staff to help you do it even better next year and for years to come now that you've been through one?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would equate it just to the one and done portion of it, but I think for me, it's just learning the college game relative to where I came from. I think that's where we started to hit strides throughout the year was helping guys like Yegor, you know, through the way we attack practice and through the way we attack, you know, our preparation and things that we're emphasizing based on, you know, what we were seeing in the games and how it's officiated and all the things that I probably talked about a lot throughout the course of the year. But, you know, that I think gives us a bit of a head start, you know, going into now and into next season. Just having that understanding of the things that we emphasize, the ones that really help move the needle for us, you know, we kind of have I have a better understanding of what those things need to be as we guide it to next season.
Coach, how do
do you see Yegor's game currently and how you see it progressing? How does that translate into the NBA right now?
Yeah, the NBA, you know, it's different in so many areas. What translates is his feel for the game and his passing. You know, that's what's going to translate right away. He didn't shoot a great percentage, but he's a good shooter, and he'll be able to get even higher quality looks in the NBA because you got superstars that you're playing next to that are going to generate wide open shots for you that he'll be able to knock down at a high clip. I definitely believe in that. Now, in terms of what translates, like we talked about the passing, I mean, the spacing and the size of the lane, the defensive 3 seconds, it's a lot less handsy in the NBA. Like, you can't just put your hands on guys when you try to dribble. Like, I was crying all year. I was like, this is not basketball. You can't dribble and have a guy just shoving you with two hands the whole time. So, you know, that stuff combined with his instincts and passing will really help him, you know. It was funny. We practiced this year at the two different NBA practice facilities, one in Orlando and one in Phoenix. And, you know, I'd been out of an NBA gym now for 6 months or whatever, and you forget how big the lane is and how much space there really is on an NBA court. So he'll be able to thrive in that because of not just that, but then there's, you know, three or four 40% three-point shooters around you, you know. So it'll be really fascinating and fun for me to follow it, you know, knowing what he was able to do here in this environment and then seeing how his skill set in that, you know, mega-spaced world will look.
Any other questions? Mitch?
Kevin, what does it do for your program to, you know, start to build up a pipeline of guys getting to the NBA and living out that dream and showing that BYU can be a place to get to the league?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's validation in a lot of ways. You know, there was a thing that went, few folks sent it to me about my rant about it not being hypothetical. You know, we feel like we offer an environment that can really help young men get to the NBA, you know, and Yegor is the first, you know, Richie will probably be a close second in terms of guys we had this year. And I think there's other guys on our team this year that have a chance as well. And then as we build for future years, you know, we'll have a track record that we'll be able to speak on that I think will be really attractive for, you know, for players. You know, we've felt it even this year so far in this portal cycle where just being at the Final Four, you know, I got a lot of commentary from different people about our style of play and how much people enjoyed it. And I think guys see that, you know, because of that style of play, you can really, you know, showcase what you can do. And then on our end, we feel like it allows us to win ball games as well. So we're hoping to continue to have those worlds come together.
BYU head basketball coach Kevin Young taking questions from the media immediately after Yegor Demin makes it official that he is declaring for the NBA draft and pursuing the next stage of his basketball career. That press conference and that, whatever you want to call it, declaration, Jerem, was so well done by Yegor because we were talking after he finished. He needed more than just a social media post.
No.
He needed more than just a thank you. Like, he wanted to very publicly,
yes,
be in the open to show his gratitude to so many different people.
I know some of the posts he had the last couple days made it feel like maybe he's coming back. But what he did there was incredible. First off, the genuine sincereness of Yegor has been on display all season, but also a trilingual press conference in English, Spanish, and Russian. That was amazing. And his feelings about how BYU developed him and who he thanked. He thanked everybody, his faith in God and the role that that played and increased while at BYU. That was as good of a press conference as you can have. I am so excited for this kid. Obviously, the thought of him coming back was really enticing and exciting. But ultimately, what did Kevin Young say? I want this to be one of the best places for young men to prepare for the NBA, or the best place. And the first one and done of the Kevin Young era is upon us. I will ask him the question in a minute if the door is completely closed or if he's all the way into the NBA. It certainly feels like he's going to the NBA, Spence. But we will ask him if he goes to the combine, if there's any chance he comes back.
Kevin Young also added he only speaks English.
That's great. That's great.
Fantastic. Yegor Demin is in the building. He is on his way. We obviously have several follow-up questions after really an historic, in some ways, idea and conference for BYU as the NBA pipeline under Kevin Young gets going. Stay with us. And live in Studio B, I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. If you're just joining us, Yegor Demin makes it official that he has declared for the NBA draft and will pursue the next stage of his basketball career, taking his talents to the highest of high professional levels.
Can't wait to watch him for 10-plus years in the league. It's going to be fun to have a guy in the NBA again. And, yeah, where does he go in the league? What does that look like? We'll discuss in the next couple months.
Yeah, how did the A.J. DiBonsa situation factor into his decision?
Yep.
We have so many questions. He's getting mic'd up right now. Stay with us. Yegor Demin on BYU Sports Nation after this.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Yegor goes behind the back, a driving kick. Court's going to drive and dunk it.
Put that on the highlight reel.
Step back over Omir.
Got it! Yegor Demin.
Yegor into the paint.
Yegor right to the rim and throws it down with the right hand.
Next stop, NBA for Yegor Demin and his basketball career. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, a special of sorts alongside Jerem Jordan. I'm Spencer Linton. As promised, the man who just made it official in that press conference is with us in Studio B in the Cougar Council Room. Yegor, welcome back to the show.
What's up, Yegor?
How does it feel now that you've officially made your decision and everybody knows?
I'm happy. I mean, it was a couple of days or weeks of hard thinking, prayers, and you know, being in between and really trying to find a way how to understand what is going to be my next step. And it was pretty stressful, not just for me, for my family and, you know, for people who's beside me just trying to help me. And, yeah, I'm happy that now it's official and I can finally breathe it out and, you know, get to the next step of my career.
How hard was this decision? Because you were very emotional after the Alabama game. You talked about, hey, maybe playing with AJ could be a reason I come back. Cougar fans got excited the last couple of days over some posts, but ultimately you're going to the NBA. So how hard was this decision?
It was super hard. Emotionally, my heart was pulling me back here, and I was struggling to really, you know, choose do I want to be, you know, loved and comfortable here, or I want to embrace the challenge and go for my dream, you know, the thing that I was living for since I got the ball in my hands for the first time. It was super hard to really stay calm in this situation and, you know, choose smart and think about it deeply, and happy that it happened.
I believe that we feel we know the answer, at least in part, to the next question I'm going to ask you, but why did you feel like you wanted an official news conference to make this announcement?
I think it's super important for me to tell people how grateful I am and how much love I have to this place, and just reflect my gratitude to everybody who was anyhow, you know, next to us, our team, coaches, managers, GAs, everybody, school people, students, teachers, you guys, fans. It's just super important for me to let these people know that I'm here, and even that I'm leaving, I'm not leaving them here. I'm gonna be coming back. I'm planning to finish this school here, and you're gonna see my face here many times, I bet.
That's amazing. Steve Young, one of the famous quarterbacks here who won a Super Bowl, he actually came back and finished law school here, which is crazy. So you're going to finish school here at some point.
Yes.
What's your degree, by the way? What do you want to study?
We'll see what I'm going to study at the, you know, what I want to get a degree for. But, yeah, I'm definitely planning to keep studying here. Maybe I will keep studying for these next 3 years online. Or I will come back one day and, like Stephen Curry did.
At Davidson, yeah.
Right, finish it here. And maybe in person.
Who knows?
So. That's cool. So if you're taking American Heritage or something, you may see Yegor in like 2 years in the Joseph Smith Building.
I still don't know what this class is. Everybody is joking around this class. I still don't know what it is. What is that?
That'll be a clash of culture for you, too. Because it's American politics and religion, which will be fun. I do really appreciate that you held this press conference. Because we were talking about, yeah, most people probably send out just like a social media post. But I felt like, and we felt all year, especially with your interviews post-game with Spencer, you have a genuineness and a sincereness that is unique. You really feel things, and I appreciate that. So I guess, representing Cougar Nation, thank you for what you said, because I think what you said matters a lot to Cougar Nation, and I hope you know that.
Hopefully. And for me, it was the main goal, you know, coming here to keep something of myself here, keep the little piece of myself here, and make the program better if I could. And hopefully I accomplished that. And again, you know, I just really feel like through my career, starting from playing in Moscow with my first coach, by the way, I didn't mention him in the press conference, but I wanted to say something about him here. My first coach, my first basketball coach back in Moscow, Gorbunov Evgeny Vadimovich, super grateful to this man. And you know, with all respect to everybody through my career, to my path to this point, he was the starting point of all that. And he was the one who gave me the basis for, you know, for my next chapters and my next steps, my next teams, coaches, and all that. So I'm super grateful to him and continuing my words. Starting from that point, going to Spain, coming here, and deciding now, I wanted to be feeling for these people who was with me there, that it was all of us going to this point, not just me using everybody to get to my goals, right, and where I want to be. But I'm taking everybody with me, and as I said in the press conference, I'm super grateful to Real Madrid for everything we've done in 3 seasons. Again, it's super important for me to make to let these people know that they're making those steps with me together.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Yegor Demin is on BYU Sports Nation. Clearly, you are, in your own right, a master of languages. You spoke three.
I've never seen that in a press conference before. That was amazing.
that was incredible.
At BYU? That's pretty good. There are a lot of languages here.
So if you want to study linguistics or languages, you could do that as well.
You'd probably be a Russian major pretty easy, right?
I wanted to get to French class here. My French wasn't as good as it needed to be to get to this class, to attend this class. So,
throwing another language.
Hey, in the NBA, to talk trash to Wemby, you're going to need to know French, right?
I will learn some bad words for sure.
All right, Yegor, BYU fans, understandably, after hearing a couple of questions that were asked to you in Russian and you responded in full Russian, they can't understand. So what was asked to you and what were your answers to those questions?
Yeah, the question was if I have any weight on my back, being the first Russian for a really long time on the draft, and if it's pressuring on me, I guess. I said, no, there is no pressure, but there is a pride that I'm bringing with me anywhere I go, and I'm just proud to be Russian and to be representing my country and a Russian basketball, and hopefully I could inspire somebody, some kids who just start playing basketball, and I'm ready to do a lot for my country and for basketball in Russia. So this is a big thing for me. It was a really big question to answer.
Yeah, that was cool. And shout out Andrei Kirilenko, who was at the Hanson's house a couple weeks ago. That was pretty cool to see. Yeah. I know the Jazz fans love him and love you, so that'll be awesome. Do you want to ask you, is the door completely closed on BYU? Like, you're going to the draft no matter what?
Yes, I made my decision. And, you know, as I said in the press conference, I'm just so ready to accept the challenge and make this next step. And it was a huge decision for me, but as I already said, I had two really big decisions before that, coming to Spain from Russia as a kid, leaving home, and, you know, then leaving Spain to go to America. Mm. I don't want to change the tradition, and I don't want to be scared of the next step and next challenge that I could accept, and I'm taking this opportunity.
He is an international basketball superstar, and he is obviously talented in many languages. He is Yegor Demin on BYU Sports Nation. As you look back at all of the difficult things that you leave behind, like because you mentioned so many, like it was pulling on my heartstrings, like it was pulling me back to BYU. What was the most difficult aspect to overcome about moving on to the NBA?
Probably, NBA at this point is something that I don't know what to expect there. And it's almost I'm going to the darkness of just, I don't know what's there, right? It's a question. Am I scared of it? No. Am I nervous? Yes. Am I excited? Yes. So it's not coming from like being scared, but coming from I'm ready. You know, I believe that I'm ready. I have faith in God, and I believe that, you know, that is the plan. And I was praying so much last month, and I got answers, and this is what got me to this point of making a decision. And obviously about BYU is about family and about comfort, about the place that I love and place where I be loved, right? So it's super attractive and hard to get out of this, you know? And I think this is the hardest part of all that.
This is a place that appreciates answers to prayers. And right. When you get that revelation to take the next step, absolutely. Was there a point where you saw, okay, I'm a first-round guarantee, which feels there. Are you hoping like, okay, I want to be in the lottery, but if you're not in the lottery, is that okay? Like, how are you feeling about kind of where you might end up?
I think the main thing for me is to be in the right fit, in the right team with the right coach and the right program. I'm not worrying as much about being as high as I can, but be in the right spot. And again, this is all comes from faith in God and just knowing that everything that's going to happen is going to be the best option for me and the best out of what I have right now, right? Even if it's not something I'm going to like right now or something really difficult, that means I need to learn and go through that to get to the point of success that I want to reach.
What if it was the Utah Jazz, Yegor? That would be awesome.
It's a blessing to play in any team in NBA, and you know, I can't even answer those questions when somebody asks me, what team do you want to play for? I would be super excited and happy and grateful to any team they wanted me to see in their program and to see in their team.
Cougar fans will be excited to watch that team,
indeed.
No matter where it is.
Indeed.
But especially the Jazz.
First NBA awesome. Draft pick will be in 14 years since the great Jimmer Fredette was
and the beginning of the pipeline,
selected. Yes,
which is
that,
awesome.
It is the start of the Kevin Young era. Speaking of Kevin Young and BYU basketball, what do you see in the future for them, Yegor, now that you are officially out of the picture?
Hopefully things are going to go like people expect them to go, and I wish nothing but luck and, you know, all the process in the right way and how they plan it to be. I'm going to be coming back here for the games, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, I really hope that things are going to be going up and up and up from this point where we are right now. And hopefully, you know, I could change something at BYU and in a good way. And as I already said, keep a piece of myself here and start something really cool. That's a big, you know, blessing for me to be a part of that.
Yes, absolutely. You begin that pipeline, which is awesome. You were at General Conference over the weekend. What was that experience like for you?
It was amazing. It was bigger than Mary Center, man.
Yes, it is.
That was amazing. It was so many people. And, you know, for me, it was a little bit hard to understand everything because, there's some words, it's kind of hard for me to get yet. But it was super cool. And, you know, I learned something. I learned some new things and about God and just the way how people could live better. And I took some notes for myself. And yeah, it was a really wonderful moment for me.
You mentioned your spiritual development along with your basketball development from the time that you spent specifically at BYU. So I want you to think back to the first time you sat in that chair with us in that interview and when you weren't really sure what was happening and from that time to where you sit now, where do you feel like you've grown the most, both in basketball and in your spiritual development?
As a human being, first of all. And, you know, I was talking to Travis and to some of my friends and my teammates, to Trevin. We had the pretty philosophical talks sometimes during the season. And, I just feel so much mature in my head. And as a human being, I learned so much. And from people around me, from the good people around me, I learned how to be kind and how to be, you know, as a family member, really far from my family, my actual family. So it was an amazing experience just to be around, you know, such a good people here in Provo. And I'm not just talking about my team. I'm talking about everybody, like fans who I was meeting in the street and talking to them. And some guys would speak to me Russian and I would feel awkward. But it just, you know, it's so wholesome for me just to feel this love around here. And I think this is where I grew the most, just being a human and live at the moment.
Well, thanks for taking a risk coming all the way from Real Madrid here. It's been an incredible experience for us to watch you grow. And again, we appreciate your sincere and genuine answers. And we cannot wait to see where you're playing and watch those games, man.
Thank you
so much.
It's
going to be awesome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Yegor. Thanks for the time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
Okay, softball hosts Utah Tech tonight, 7 Eastern on ESPN+. I hope we see a bunch of homers over that left field fence specifically.
Come on! After the break, what is your reaction to Yegor declaring for the NBA draft? More responses to our question of the day right after the break. This is a BYU Sports Nation special.
You missed the buzz cut?
Yegor, coming alive! Gets right to the rim, two-hand hammer.
He's been very efficient and confident in his shot and the way that he's approaching to get
right
to
side.
His shot.
Crossover, step back over Omir. Got it! Yegor Demon!
He is the man of the moment, Yegor Demon, headed to the NBA. Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer.
Amazing.
He is Jerem. If you didn't feel all the things in his press conference, you felt him during that interview.
And I know some Cougar fans have kind of been out of shape over, well, he kind of teased that he was coming back. I think we're all going to get over this in the next couple days.
No, he explained why he did what
yes,
he did.
Yes, today was about him having a voice and expressing gratitude, and I think he did a great job. I think he really did. Obviously, it was so exciting, the thought of him coming back. But obviously, this is what he feels is best for him. And we cannot deny someone who said they prayed about it and got an answer, especially around these parts.
Our question of the day, what is your reaction to Yegor Demon declaring for the 2025 NBA draft? At Spencer Rosenhan on X says, quote, not going to lie, I'm pretty bummed. Excited for him, though, and I hope his workouts go really well. It'd be great for BYU if he's a lottery pick.
That's the hope now, is that he can get into that lottery space. He's there a little bit in some projections. He's not in others. But I think people are going to get pretty enticed by a 6'9 point guard with incredible vision.
How much can he improve his draft stock after his workouts and obviously spending time with all of the NBA teams that are going to undeniably be interested in him?
Yep.
Our elite voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, comes from at Playoff Bogey, who answers on X, quote, I love that kid. Go kill it at the next level. I can't wait to watch him, hopefully, on the Jazz.
What end if quote. The Jazz get Cooper Flagg, they get the number one pick, and they somehow get Yegor? That would be amazing.
They need some ping pong balls to fall in their favor.
Hey, frozen envelope, whatever, man. Bring it to me. Baseball looks to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight at Utah Tech, 6 Eastern on BYU Radio and ESPN+.
After the break, who gets today's Rise and Shoutout? Listen, there are a number of things going on we got to still address. This is BYU Sports Nation.
Tight ends, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Yegor Demon, trilingual press conference, incredible. Loved his sincere responses. How about BYU football landing a 4-star tight end commitment yesterday?
Come on!
Beating out schools like Georgia, Oregon, Michigan, Miami, and that school up north. And Brinley Anderson of BYU Gymnastics qualified for the NCAA Championships on the balance beam.
She is the current beam queen for Guard Young in BYU Gymnastics.
Very cool.
And by the way, that... commitment from the 4-star tight end, highest rated recruit in Utah, I believe, yeah?
Yes. There you go. And third highest all time in the 24/7
that
sports
era. That matters
a
lot to get the top in-state guy.
A marvelous work is about to come forth, Spence.
Let's go.
It's happening.
Our special thanks to today's guest, Yegor Demin.
Sorry to Dennis Pitt, we ran out of time.
For Jerem Jordan, I'm Spencer Linton. Feels appropriate to shout out Krešimir Ćosić on a day like today and his
Absolutely.
Entire family. We'll see you tonight for softball on ESPN+. Go Cougs!